This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Cancel culture has been around for some time, and most of us have a few examples of the crazy reactions from the woke mob, but the worst may have taken place earlier this month when a musician was canceled for mentioning a book he read. Matt Walsh observes that just when you think we have made it to the farthest reaches of cultural lunacy and of the cowardice that enables that lunacy, we find still deeper depths to plunge. Winston Marshall is the banjo and lead guitar for the group Mumford & Sons, and merely posted this tweet mentioning the Antifa expose by Andy Ngo. He said, "Finally, had the time to read your important book. You're a brave man." That's all he said, but that was enough for the cancel mob to come down on his head. Now, you might wonder if there was something else in his past. Well, 3 years ago, the group invited Canadian psychologist Jordan Peterson to visit their London studios. He had his picture with Dr. Peterson, and that drew controversy. People were calling for Marshall to be fired. People were calling him all sorts of names and made unfair accusations. He might have posted a response reminding critics that all he said was that he had read the book. He could have even argued that you can't criticize him for reading a book that you probably haven't even read. But that's not what Marshall said. He deleted the tweet and apparently many others and wrote the usual groveling apology about coming to better understand the pain caused by the book I endorsed. Then he went on to say that he'd be taking time away from the band to examine my blind spots. The apology, of course, did nothing to help his situation, but unfortunately did everything to embolden the woke mob to go after another celebrity that strays from leftist ideology. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.